Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I want to thank you guys for being patient. I was out of town the last few days for a variety of reasons, but I was in Atlanta, Georgia, which was phenomenal. Big shout out to all of you guys in Atlanta, because boy, were you sweet. Interesting though, it was a very, very, tumultuous trip, I need to say. I mean, we landed, and for some reason, something happened to our suitcase, and we were missing a wheel. And you know, you don't realize how just the little things are really imperative when you travel. Not having one of your wheels on your suitcase because some baggage handler threw your bag can really make it absolutely miserable when you gotta trek through an airport trying to look cool and keep your cool, but you're the one that's making noise and making a scraping sound because you're missing a wheel on your bag. But it's okay. It's okay. And then I guess everybody told me to go to this place called Chops. There's supposed to be a restaurant in Atlanta called Chops. So I am at the airport already making a reservation. But I guess the person on the phone was rude. Whoever was making the reservation was just so rude. And so everybody asked me, did you see Chops? Did you go to Chops? I couldn't make it through. You know, it was like, you'll just have to come after 9:30. I'm like, oh my gosh, you don't understand. You know, so anyway, I never made it, so I apologize. I did get to have some soul food. I went to Mary Mac's tea room. And it was great because the kids never really had soul food. Every time I try to bring up collard greens or okra or even just tomatoes without them being fried green, you know, the kids are like, no, I don't want vegetables. I just want brown. So we ordered a lot of brown carbs. We ordered the baked mac and cheese. We ordered the cheese grits. We ordered potato cakes. We have the chicken and dumplings. I guess what you get to do is you get to order like chicken and dumplings and fried chicken, and then you get a whole bunch of sides. So I got the collard greens, I got the speckled cornbread, the cheese grits, the vegetable souffle, potato cakes. Gosh, what else? We had pot liquor soup. My other son had a burger. I'll just have a burger, please. I'm like, really? Come on. We're trying to eat authentic here. And then, of course, we topped it off with some peach cobbler. And I, you know, you feel good when you eat that kind of food. Soul food is comfort food. It helps rejuvenate the soul. And I am so, now that's at the top of my favorite food list. I thought it was Italian or New York deli. It is soul food. I am a convert. It was awesome. Now, of course, I was stuffed and I feel like I gained 50 pounds and I'm worried about my cholesterol level. But I got to tell you, man, it just, you know, when you eat something so warm and you felt the love in it. I don't know. Pot liquor soup is supposed to be, it was pot liquor soup with some speckled cornbread. And I don't know, it was really salty, but it was yummy. You know, sometimes when you kind of feel under the weather, you just want salt. I don't know. And there was some collard greens in that, too. The collard greens was okay. You know, it's an acquired taste, you know, for greens. Fried chicken was awesome, and the chicken and dumplings was great. So, if you need any sort of pick-me-up, you got to go to Mary Mac's Tea Room. That was, like, awesome. Or is it Macy Mac's? Oh, I apologize. I hope I'm messing up the name. Okay, so we're out there. And got to run into Herman Cain again. Good guy. He was awesome as usual. Ran into Nancy Grace. Nancy Grace, absolute sweetheart. Really, really smart. Very, very smart. I got to tell you, these legal folk, they really know their stuff. And then, unfortunately, got a call that my mother-in-law was passing. She was like, and I'm like, you know, how can they tell she's dying right now. And apparently she was. She was in full-blown sepsis, and unfortunately her body started to shut down, and she died before my husband could get on a plane to get out there. And it was interesting. There was a lot of debate over what happened. And I want to share this with you because sometimes when somebody's dying, it's still really, really sudden at the end. You know, I mean, for years we knew that she was sick and stuff was going on. And then she got diagnosed with cancer, unfortunately. Wonderful woman. Absolutely wonderful woman. I know I make a lot of mother-in-law jokes on this show, but they're not about her. She was a saint, a wonderful lady, a good heart, and a wonderful mother, grandmother, sister. But she, wife, but she... it's interesting. She was fighting, cholangitic, carcinoma, cancer in her biliary tract. And when I heard that she had air, she had apparently a lot of fluid and then she had air in her bowel. I thought maybe what happened is maybe the cancer started to eat through the wall and then all the bacteria went out. Unfortunately, what ended up happening was she had been treated with chemo. And she had been treated with chemo, and her immune system had dropped. And so when she did start to have an infection, she had no immune system to fight it. And so the debate that we're having amongst ourselves, and which a lot of families have, is, was the chemo worth it? Now, my husband's family, unfortunately, has a long line of cancer in the family and bad results with chemo. In my family, everybody dies too young before they get cancer. So I don't have anything to say from a personal standpoint. What I have been able to say from a doctor's standpoint is chemo's pretty damn good. I mean, what they're able to do with chemo and radiation, I mean, I see amazing, I see absolutely amazing feats with what we could do with cancer. But I'm noticing that the older you are, the less your immune system can handle it. You know, you get a rippering dose of chemo, your white blood cells are down, your red blood cells are down. A lot of times you need transfusions. And you can't underestimate the need to have your own immune system ready to rock and roll while you're fighting cancer, especially in the midst of winter. And so the argument still will prevail. Here we are, it's 2015, and families will still ask me, do I go for the chemo, or do I let them live out their bucket list? Well, that's something we're going to debate now, all right? When is chemo bad? 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. We'll be right back.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollies for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610, or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so, you know, this is an interesting email that, excuse me, I apologize, that I received that is kind of pertinent to what we're talking about. Patricia writes, my father was 78 and was diagnosed with lymphoma and was feeling great right up to the time when the physician recommended chemo and said he had a good chance of beating the cancer. We as a family collectively decided to pursue treatment since my father was so spry. And within 2 months, he died of pneumonia. How long would he have lived with the pneumonia if we had it treated it? All right, this is a tough one. This is a, I don't know how your families do it. I only know what our family did. And we chose treatment with my mother-in-law. It wasn't lymphoma. It was a biliary tree cancer that was a very rare type of cancer. But we took her to Sloan Kettering, a great, a phenomenal cancer facility with the types of treatments they have. And with my mother-in-law's health at the time, we collectively made the decision that this should probably be good to treat. She really wasn't hurting or anything, you know, but she was feeling kind of tired, but she wasn't too weak for the treatment. And so, you know, now the family may be kind of going back and forth. Was that a good thing to do? Was it not a good thing to do, et cetera? But the big question we had is, how long would she live without it? All right. Now, we thought that it might have only been about maybe 6 months at the time of her being diagnosed. So at that point, it seemed to be worth, all right, let's try it. All right. And I didn't really butt in too much. When it comes to the in-laws, I let them decide. There's a lot of medical people already on my husband's side of the family. And, you know, with the information that I received, I decided I was going to support whatever happened. You know, I know a lot of you guys think that Dr. Dahlia likes to butt in and she will try to take control of the situation and manipulate and dominate and all that. Nuh-uh. Believe it or not, when it comes to the family, even my side of the family, I am very subdued. Okay, remember, in my family, I grew up as the little girl in the family. And the little girl in the family was the baby girl, even though I'm older than my brothers. But, you know, just don't say anything. Let the boys talk. Okay, the boys are the ones in charge. I'm like, what? They don't know what the hell they're doing. Quiet. So, you know, I was told to shut up most of my life from my family. You're talking too much. Shut up. I can't think. You're talking too much. Who said you could talk? Who said you could talk? Well, I just thought I could give my opinion, Mom, Dad. Can I? You're talking too much. So for me, I learned to stay quiet. You got to know when to hold them, know when to fold them, know when to walk away, know when to run, right? Right? Just like my family, got to know when to shut up. So at this point, there was no way I was going to say, you know what, don't treat her, all right, or treat her. All I did was pray. And, you know, this case here that Patricia has where her father was fine, felt great, all of a sudden, diagnosed with pneumonia. Well, being a doctor, my first question is, why did you guys diagnose him with lymphoma originally? If he was feeling great and he was healthy, what prompted you guys to make, you know, have a test that turned around a diagnosis with lymphoma? So a lot of times when you dig a little deeper, they weren't fine. Okay? Maybe the lymphoma was in the chest and he was having abnormal heart rate or abnormal breathing. He was having difficulty breathing. He was tired. He was losing weight. So when you hear of a person who was completely fine by the time they were diagnosed with cancer, I need to stop you and go, wait a second, if he was fine, then what prompted him to go to the doctor? Now, mind you, many of you will go in for a routine physical, and the doctor's like, wait a second here, whoa, this looks like a melanoma. And you're like, what? That's why a lot of you do not like to go to the doctor, okay? Especially a lot of non-American cultures, like my father's family, they go, you go to the doctor, that's when you start to die. Don't go to the doctor because the doctor will find something. Now, in America, we're like, wait, that's a bunch of bullcrap. You go to the doctor so you can prevent things. And, you know, we've saved lives. We've saved, obviously, millions of lives being preventative, which is why I'm very for preventative medicine. But I also have to understand people of other cultures, that makes absolutely no sense to them. Why would you go to a doctor and have them start to cut and prod and probe and et cetera? That could stir things up. All right? It could stir up the spirits. It could stir up the, you know, and even in medicine, even in modern day medicine, they even tell you not to screw with certain organs. For those of you in training, you know the saying where you don't blink with the pancreas. A lot of times you don't want to mess with the pancreas because things can go bad. Sometimes you want to be very careful sticking the needle in the abdomen to biopsy a cancer because you could seed the cancer all over the place. And so, you know, sometimes we don't want to mess with it. And it takes a really good American doctor to be able to go against a lot of conventional wisdom and say, I am going to recommend you do nothing. For an American doctor to do that, and there are out there, it takes a lot of cojones. Because if you don't recommend some sort of treatment, and somebody dies, and they decide to sue, And the other, and their prosecuting attorney finds an expert witness that says, what the hell are you talking about? Lymphoma is easily treatable. There's one study where at least 38% of the people, you know, lived, 31% lived, and 38% were in remission. I mean, there's tons of studies out there for lymphoma treatment and success. And so all it takes is, you know, you let them die and you fail to act as a physician. You know, it's tough. And so what a lot of physicians have to do is sit down with the family, weigh out the options, sit down with the patient, and then have tons of consent signed. Because either way, it could come back to haunt them. We never did a study on which doctor or type of doctor has the biggest cojones in medicine. A lot of you would think it would be the surgeon or the trauma surgeon. I got to tell you, these guys are cojones grande. You being a trauma surgeon and jumping in and doing what you're doing, all right, and saving lives and ER docs. And I mean, I dig those guys. And my being an ER doc for my period of time, I even felt like I had cojones myself. But they are not the winners of the biggest cojones in medicine. It's your hematologist, oncologist, your hemonc guys. These guys, I know they may not look it, but big cojones. And the reason why is they are damned if they do, damned if they don't. Okay? You're damned if you recommend treatment, you're damned if you don't. So when should you say no? When should you say, I'm going to let my family member, live out his bucket list? Well, what is, you know, is he able, this is a tough one. Okay, if they're too sick to live out the bucket list, you'd say, okay, well, why don't we jump in and treat? But then on the flip side, if they're too sick, do you really want to put them through that? Do you want to just, you know, make them comfortable, give them palliative care, etc.? When they're healthy and spry, you'd think, well, wait a second, they're healthy and spry, so we can beat this. And unfortunately, you could lower the immune system to the point where they get pneumonia. Now, I'm not saying everybody with chemotherapy is going to get pneumonia and die. Look at how many of you have survived with chemotherapy. A lot of you guys have survived and have done absolutely amazing. But going through cancer treatment is no walk in the park. Somebody will be diagnosed with cancer back east. One of my patients will say, I don't understand that they're refusing treatment. What a bunch of wussies. Why would they do that? You know, and it will go, you don't understand. Okay, if you've ever gone through chemo, it is debilitating. Absolutely debilitating. You feel like crap. You feel like you want to die. And so people are scared by that. Now, those of you that have survived and said, you know what, it wasn't a walk in the park, but definitely I'm glad to do it. Those are the stories that give us hope, you know, saying it's worth it. So you have an 80-year-old father, let's say, that gets diagnosed. All right. You know, you may want to look at, are we going into flu season? Are we going into pneumonia season? Are we prepared either way? But what makes the decision a little bit easier is when we collectively figure out what it was that prompted the cancer diagnosis to begin with. And if it was, you can't eat. You can't eat. You're always vomiting. You aren't able to eat anymore. Why? Because you have a tumor that's invading your GI system. You know, maybe you don't want to, you know, spend your last days not being able to eat. You may want to, you know, do the fight. Or you can't breathe. You're having trouble breathing. You can't breathe. There's a big, huge mass in your lung. Okay? We need to stop and realize how bad it was before they were diagnosed. All right. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. I'll be right back.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial,
just like the one you're listening to right now,
no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop, and no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. When I was gone the last couple of days, we had a lot of calls on the answer line, so let's get to some of them. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI.
My name is Louise, and I would like to know, my husband will be 84 in September of this year, and I will be 78 in June, and until about 6 or 8 months ago, I could stand to have sex with him, and he does not use any kind of a pill, so it hurts so much now, I can't probably stand it. So I'm wondering, what can I do? I'd appreciate letting you help me somehow. I know he can't use Vaseline like he used to in the old days, so I don't know what to do. And I don't feel like I even need sex anymore. And we've been married almost 7 years, and boy, the first year I think we did it every day. so almost.
Okay, excellent. Oh, I wish I could talk to you live. First of all, congratulations on you guys being able to still be very sexually active with him being 84 and you being in your 70s. That is awesome. And that is actually what there's a stereotype and there's this misconception that older people don't have sex and older people don't have a sex drive, etc. But no, our older population is very sexually active. And for him to not even need a pill, which I'm assuming you're talking about Viagra, that's great. So I hope my husband will be that spry in the 80s. And the fact that you could have sex regularly 7 years ago is also an excellent prognostic factor, because that means when you were in your late 60s, he was in his late 70s, you guys were able to still have a very sexy health life. Now, what makes a sexy health life? Well, you're being able to not tear, you're being able to have adequate lubrication, him being able to maintain erections, etc. So what we're looking at now is new onset pain. And I think you said the last 6 months, and again, it's hard because this was a message that you left, so I can't ask you some of the questions I need to ask you. But if this is new onset, the first thing I always recommend is, of course, a gynecological exam from your medical provider. We want to make sure you're not having an infection. A lot of times yeast infections will dry you up even more. Yeast soaks up a lot of moisture. They love moist areas. So some of you will complain, even in your 30s, sex all of a sudden is hurting me. Well, if you have a vaginal infection, even bacterial, et cetera, but especially yeast, it can hurt. So first and foremost, I would recommend that. Second, as a doctor, I would want to know, why is it hurting and what's hurting? Is it entry that's hurting? Okay, because of dryness or infection, et cetera. Is it not the entry part, but once he is inside, is that painful? In terms of maybe your uterus is prolapsed, maybe your bladder is prolapsed, maybe there's some abrupt change in your anatomy that's causing pain, okay? And then what also is hurting specifically? Is it also your hip? Is it low back? Where is the pain going to? Where is the pain shooting from? So I would also recommend a good pelvic exam and make sure orthopedically you're being looked at as well. A lot of times certain positions are not very conducive, depending on the way your anatomy sits. And so sometimes you need to change positions. You had said you can't do the Vaseline anymore. I'd like to know why. Vaseline is very, very helpful, unless your pain has nothing to do with lubrication and the entry part. It has to do with the inside part, you see? So you really, really got to dissect it such as that. So if it all depends on what's hurting. So if it feels like sandpaper, you feel like you're being torn, it's an entry situation, get cultures done. Sometimes you could even use a lidocaine gel that the doctor could prescribe, a lidocaine gel to help numb the sensitivity because of the nerve endings down there so it doesn't hurt. It's not as painful. Sometimes we can help thicken and beef up the tissue down there of the vagina by using an estrogen type of cream. That seems to work really, really well. But lubricant is extremely important. So, you know, don't throw out all the tubes of Vaseline. I told you guys, you know, one of the most common things that gets stolen, the biggest theft out of our office, is not any equipment or anything like that. It's the it's the lubricant. People are always stealing, maybe because they're nervous about going to a store and buying lube. I don't understand that. I mean, you know, I go to the store and I buy tampons and I buy whatever. I'm not embarrassed. In fact, I even let the checkout person do price checks. I don't care, you know. In fact, I'll get on the microphone too. Get the unscented kind, please, because I don't want to get an allergy. Now, the next thing is there an allergy issue? You know, we talked about some women are allergic to their man's semen. And many of you will say, wait a second, I've been sleeping with him for years. Okay, why would now be an issue? Well, if you understand allergies can come on insidiously. They could come on after years of exposure. So then the next concern is, are you having pain all of a sudden because there's an allergy? So sometimes the doctors have to desensitize you with diluted semen, kind of, sometimes we have to use anti-allergy type medications. Sometimes we have to recommend you use maybe lambskin condoms, things like that. So you know, it's, I'm trying to think if there's anything else I missed. Sometimes it could be like a muscle type of clamping down, like a muscle spasm, vaginismus. That could be extremely, extremely painful. Gosh, I'm cringing just thinking about that. Remember there was a couple in an Italian beach that had sex in the water, and unfortunately she contracted to the point that he got stuck. And it was really painful. Oh, my gosh, I can't sit. Let's move on. So I hope that helps. And call back with any questions. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This is an interesting study. Not that it's on the same subject. Lollipops. And scientists have studied, this is where our money is going to, our hard-earned money is going to, how many licks it takes to get through the lollipop. Scientists at New York University claim it takes 1,000 licks per centimeter of candy of these lollipops. Now, I'm not talking about the big lollipops like at Farrell's Ice Cream Parlor. You know, we're talking about like basic suckers. All right, so what they did is they placed a variety of, I guess, these sweets into flows of water, and they watched how they dissolved over time. And they calculated it would take 1,000 licks of the tongue to dissolve 1 centimeter of candy. So, I don't know, a Chupa Chup lollipop, I don't know much about lollipops, that measures about an inch or 2.5 centimeters, would then be 2,500 licks to dissolve. Now, I'm sure there are some kids out there that have already counted. Remember we talked about the digital lollipop? Researchers at the National University of Singapore have created a digital lollipop. This uses electronic currents to transmit virtual taste straight to your taste buds. I guess it has sweet, salt, bitter, and sour. It could be mimicked through a silver electrode, which makes contact with the tongue, and the gadget can make tiny adjustments in temperature. I guess this could help people with stroke, because to eat, a lot of times you do need taste. Your body relies on the taste sense to know what it needs to do in terms of shooting out hormones. That's why I think a lot of people gain weight with diet soda, because all of a sudden the sweet, the aspartame, the artificial sweetener comes into play. The body's getting very prepared for sugar. A lot of insulin gets shot out. I always feel hypoglycemic after I drink a diet soda. All right, so anyway, so scientists have now studied how many licks it takes to lick a lollipop. I'm not really sure how that helps us and if that money was well spent, but it's there. All right, 1-877 Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, when we come back, they say the shorter schedules they gave doctors absolutely did nothing to improve how we doctor. So I guess what? They're going to make us sleep less again? Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, and we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House. The gold standard and long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective, and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. When I was out of town, I was trying to watch as much news as possible, but it was difficult because, you know, we're running around a lot. And I guess there was all the news about Brian Williams, you know, taking himself off the air because of the discongruities of what he had said about what happened when he was in the French Quarter during Hurricane Katrina, and, you know, when he was nearly shot down by a missile in the Middle East, and all sorts of other issues, and I was kind of shocked that everybody was really, even news reporters were throwing Brian Williams under the bus, when for years we've been hearing so many of these network anchors tell us that, you know, Obamacare is good, unemployment rate is down, the economy is wonderful. And they've been lying to us, I mean, for years. And all of a sudden, Brian Williams is the only anchor now getting busted for lying. You know, when are we going to fact check all media personalities? All right? I mean, you know, we have been sitting here going, he said what? That's not true. I've been hearing things untrue said for years in the news. And So Brian Williams is under fire because it was a fact check against he himself and he. So it was something that he had done and said he had done. So that was easy. But I think any of these reporters who said, look, Obamacare is a good thing. It's going to help millions of people. So why aren't, you know, maybe the good thing to this Brian Williams thing is people are going to start looking at the news as going, okay, look, guys, all right, you need to be truthful. We are going to fact check, and you could possibly be at risk for losing your job. Now, I'm not sure what's going to happen with NBC and Brian Williams. I'm not sure. But I being in the media, took on that responsibility the first day I turned on the mic 6-some years ago. And I knew that if I said something false or if I said something wrong, I was going to have to immediately the next day own up to it or put an apology out there or correct myself or clarify something I said. All right? I mean, you know, or just avoid saying anything wrong to begin with, which is why I try my hardest to make sure that that everything I tell you has been as thoroughly researched. And if I can't research it and I get breaking news about something, I tell you. All right? You know, like, for example, with the Obamacare Supreme Court decision, at first the Supreme Court ruled Obamacare unconstitutional. So that was what I had heard from the news network, so I immediately conveyed that to you guys, and then there was the correction that, yeah, it's unconstitutional, but I guess Chief Justice Roberts said it could be constitutional if it's a tax, X, Y, and Z. So then immediately we had to change. I apologized. I quickly fixed it, corrected it, etc. That's the responsibility of the media. And you know, the media will, you know, misquote. It happens. The media will sometimes get a headline it happens. I mean, look at what happened with the rape case. I believe, I forget which media outlet. I don't know. I'm trying to think back where it was there was a person that claimed she was raped by a fraternity, and there wasn't enough fact checking on that. And so, you know, it does happen. But if you are going to say certain things happen to you, and you have to, you cannot just lie after lie after lie. And again, he has a right to, you know, he's innocent until proven guilty. But I mean, maybe this is going to force anchors in a perfect world to make sure that they fact check and just anything that they say. It's unlikely because they're going to, you know, give us what the government wants to give us. I'm looking at this headline right now with Netanyahu, and we're being told that more and more Democrats in Congress are going to boycott Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's speech to a joint session that I believe is supposed to happen March 3rd. All right. Now, I don't know about you guys, okay, and how you feel about Israeli intelligence, but I've had family that served in Israeli military and worked with Israeli intelligence. And can I just say, you really want to hear what they have to say. When it comes to the Middle East, you really want to take your fingers out of your ears, like this administration and a lot of politicians in Congress are currently doing. Pull those fingers out of your ears and take a listen. Okay? There should never be, I don't care what political side of the aisle, political side you are, there should never be a finger in the ear gesture of somebody wanting to convey information. Like, for example, I am pro-vaccine. And this whole vaccine controversy of the measles, et cetera, has, you know, brought, you know, to vaccinate or not vaccinate, to mandate, to not mandate, back in the arena. And even though I know, all right, I'm very confident that vaccines do not cause full-blown, pure autism, if somebody says, Dr. Dahlia, there's a study that I want you to look at, I'm going to look at it, all right? I think one sign of intelligence is realizing that you don't know everything. Now, in my household, I act like I do because, again, you know, I got to put up a front. But with you guys, I mean, I don't know everything, duh. And so if there's something that is against what I, let's say, think I know or what I've been trained, and there's some new data or some information that I should process, chew on, digest, I'm going to do that. But when you see somebody from Israel come in here to kind of tell us, look, guys, you know, this is what we know about Iran. This is what is going on. Can you please just take a listen before you move further with Iran? I think it is a smart idea to hear what he has to say. Now, maybe then somebody had suggested, okay, well, why doesn't he just have a private conversation with Obama? Will Congress get the information if it just goes through Obama? You know, is this a slight? Should he bypass Obama and go straight to Congress? How I see it, he needs to talk to whoever is going to be making the decisions for our strategy in the Middle East. And so if that's the Pentagon, if that's the president, if that's Congress, if that's the American people, I mean, I want to hear it. I want to know what he has to say. So, if he doesn't get allowed to meet with Congress or if our politician, by the way, we hired you to do your job. Okay. I am not paying my tax dollars for politicians to say, I'm not going to show up that day. Oh, hell no. I have to show up to work to pay your salaries. You're going to show up. I don't give a damn if you don't like who's speaking on the floor. Okay, you are paid to do a job, and you're paid to be educated on the subject, and you're paid to hear all the sides. If Iran wants to come and talk too, that's fine. You show up, and you learn something. But I'm just absolutely fed up, just fed up. I'll go down there. Let me go down there and listen to what he has to say. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So the 36-hour shifts that I was trained under are no more, as doctors get to work shorter shifts. Unfortunately, there was a study that found that doctors weren't less tired during their shorter shifts, and an adverse patient event was more likely to occur during the shorter shift. So now there's a concern, were the shorter shifts even worth it? Don't go away. We'll be right back. Got a lot more to talk about. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
From the makers of Block It Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Block It Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at blockitpocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. Blockitpocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.